mind.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker show here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday the 16th of June in week 12 of lockdown, I'm here in the studio on my own. I want to say a big thank you to show sponsors, Fit for Trade, flexible training solutions for the glass glazing and wider construction industries, www.fitfortrade.co.uk for all your training, qualifications, occupational compliance and peace of mind. Please check them out. I've had a tweet, an email from HMRC. As part of the government's commitment to support businesses and individuals, the coronavirus statutory sick pay rebate scheme is now live on gov.uk. Find out if you can use the statutory sick pay rebate scheme or how to make a claim on the coronavirus job retention scheme by joining one of the following webinars. Demand for these webinars has been exceptional, so we've added a lot more dates. There's a coronavirus COVID-19 statutory sick pay rebate scheme webinar, and you go into it by going to register.gotowebinar.com, and then there's a big link. So I'll put the links up later. Basically, you choose the date that you want to go on it, and then it tells you all about it. And then they've got a job retention scheme, how to make a claim webinar. I'll put the links to both of those on the Kent Business Radio website, but if you go to the gov.uk website, you can find it by going gov.uk /COVID, and you'll find out all of the information that they have available for everybody. Just to let you know, the organising team behind the first Kent and Medway apprentice graduation ceremony, which was held last October, and I was proud to be a co-host of that, have confirmed that a celebration will still take place on the 2nd of October 2020, but in a new format. Wirebelt chairman and project team member Paul Winter says, due to COVID-19, we, like so many other people, have had to take a look at future plans and events. Last year, we were lucky enough to congratulate 100 apprentices in Rochester Cathedral, together with their employers, friends and family. But this no longer seems viable. We are determined to continue to show our support of apprentices, so we're pleased to say we will adapt and hold a virtual celebration on Friday, the 2nd of October. Plans are underway to develop an online event showing the benefits of apprenticeships, and apprentices are invited to take part on the day, be personally recognised and receive a certificate of completion. The event will include keynote speakers and wide coverage on social media, enabling firms, apprentices and supporters from across the county to take part online. Who can be nominated? Any apprentice who has successfully completed their qualification at any level or discipline between the 1st of September 2019 and the 31st of August 2020 and is Kent or Medway based or has a Kent or Medway based provider can be nominated, and you can self-nominate. If you want to nominate or find out more, the easiest thing to do is to drop them an email at alison.palmer@fsb.org.uk. That's alison.palmer, P-A-R-M-A-R, at fsb.org.uk. Do check that out. Now, at the end of last week, Jules and I caught up with our next two guests, the lovely Rima Patel and Tracy Miles, and we had a long chat about health and well-being. Why don't we have a listen?
This is Channel 2.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. It's an absolute pleasure to introduce our two guests for this week. That's Rima Patel of Apos Therapy and Tracy Miles of Tracy Miles Physio. It's an absolute pleasure to see you, ladies. And I'm also joined in this interview by the stunningly gorgeous Jewel Serkin.
Hello. Hello, Paul. Hello, Rima. Hello, Tracy Miles over there. I've known Tracy, Paul Andrews, for rather a long time. I'm so old. I think I've been going to her for 20 years or something. Yeah. With various broken legs, half knee replacements. Once I phoned her on Christmas Eve because I'd slipped over and fallen under my Christmas tree. A very prickly situation. Pre-drinks, prickly situation it was. Yeah. And I went straight in and she sorted me out. And right. So, yes, Tracy Miles. Let's talk about Tracy first, just introduce her to the listeners. So Tracy is an extended scope practitioner, physiotherapist, and she's got 36 years experience.
She doesn't look old enough.
I know. That lovely blonde hair, and that's in lockdown. Imagine what she looks like out of lockdown.
Oh, I'm imagining. Don't worry.
She can still rock a shift dress, I can tell you. She came to my hen night, and anyone that can squeeze into a shift dress gets my vote.
Yeah, I've got a problem with that at the moment.
No, I have to wear wrap dresses.
Yeah.
But Tracy's worked in the NHS for over 25 years, and then she started her private practice, which is in Ashe, which is just outside Canterbury, if the listeners know it.
Yeah.
It's probably a hamlet, but it's...
That's a cigar, isn't it?
Very old-fashioned, that. But she's got this amazing, Paul, state-of-the-art practice there with a catwalk, which I merrily walk up and down in my new Apple therapy shoes. More of that later. So she's just outside Canterbury, for those who want to go. And she opened that private practice in the year 2000.
Right.
And so Tracy has been considering the APOS therapy for patients who may need hip and knee surgery.
Right, okay.
But they don't want the surgery.
Yeah,
that's important to know. Who wants knee and hip? I mean, major operation. And also, if you've got underlying health issues, which means you're not suitable for theatre, you might have heart problems or be overweight or blood issues. For example, when I had my knee replacement, which is just a half knee, I stopped breathing during the operation. And the anaesthetist, who was highly qualified, said it absolutely freaked them out because of my thyroid problem.
I'm not saying anything at that stage.
I saw you purse your lips.
I had to suppress a comment there, I have to say, when I heard that you stopped talking. Was it stop talking, did you say?
No, it was stop breathing.
Right.
But there was a funny thing. I had, I opted, Tracy will know about this, as will Reema Patel. I opted to not go completely under. I had the epidural through my spine. And because my spine... from having many years of a bad knee is completely twisted, and Tracy Miles will tell you about that. They couldn't get, it was an hour to get the needle into my spine, which was awful because I was hunched over.
And you didn't breathe for the whole hour, is that what you're
probably
saying?
Probably not. I couldn't because my stomach was in the way. Because you're hunched over like that, and he's trying to get it into the right place. I don't know where they have to get it, Tracy will tell you.
Okay.
And then I had my little iPod on with earphones with some relaxing music, but I was so out of it on morphine or whatever they put you on that apparently my music was absolutely blaring. I was going, my iPod's not working. And he said the music was just blaring out. Anyway, that's another story.
I can't even remember why we were talking about this now. I completely lost the plot. You were introducing our guests, but we've gone off into your medical history once
less
again.
Less about me.
I mean, any minute now, we're going to find out you've got a thyroid problem as well.
I have a really bad life, a low thyroid. That's another show, Paul Andrews.
Oh, is it? Okay. Sorry.
You'll ask me about toilets and cleanliness later in a minute.
Yeah,
and I'll
that's
tell
coming
you about
later.
Eucalyptus oil.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to know, I mean, Tracy has a state-of-the-art
clinic
there and catwalk. I mean, but you never mentioned a toilet.
Well, very clean, I tell you.
I want pictures, obviously.
Well, of course, on Monday. There's all sorts of signs, very physiotherapy signs, about how you should wash your hands. You don't just wash your hands.
I wonder what you were going to say there.
Yeah, how you should wash your hands.
Being a bloke, I thought you were going to say how far away you should stand or something.
Well, she will tell you about pelvic floor. She's an expert in pelvic floor.
She
trains NHS pelvic floor people. Yeah. So that's another thing. And, of course, with all this sitting, we'll talk to Tracy later, all this sitting
about...
If she can
get a word in, obviously. I mean,
all this sitting...
Because in a 40-minute interview, we've only done 28 minutes already.
Exactly. But in a sitting-down environment, when we're all working from home, Tracy will tell you, not good for the derriere, not good for posture, not good for the pelvic floor, possibly for men as well as women. We should all be doing our pelvic floor exercises. More of that later. I'm doing one now. Can you tell by my face?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Don't do it at the bus stop because everybody will know. So this APOS therapy, I was really interested in it because I've broken a couple of legs and all sorts of things. And I don't want to have my right knee done specifically, but also I get a lot of pain from the half knee because my leg is not a great shape and I don't walk properly. So Tracy introduced me to APOS therapy, and it's very simple, it's effective, and it decreases the pain and it improves your gait, G-A-I-T, mm-hmm. so the way you walk. And it's all recorded by Tracy's equipment, so it's amazing. And I walked very, very badly. So all I'm doing at home, just so the listener knows, got my lovely shoes, which Tracy will tell you about and how she's fitted them up for me. She spends hours. I'm like a little horse. She puts all sorts of little, she has spanners and things, and she adjusts the base of the shoe. It's amazing. So she'll tell you about that, and so will Rima.
If she ever gets a word in, obviously. Yeah.
My surgeon, Helmut Zahn.
Now, before you start on that, why don't you introduce Rima, which is what you started off doing here.
Well, I will, but this is Tracy. So my surgeon, Helmut Zahn, who saw to me very adequately at the Chaucer in Canterbury, the Chaucer Hospital, he will refer patients. So you can look up Mr. Helmut Zahn, and also Mr. Phil Housden. He was the one that repaired my right leg. I mean, I'm just like a dictionary of broken legs. He's also a hip surgeon, I believe. And then Mr. Chan Jeer, J-E-E-R, he's a specialist knee surgeon. And you can also ask your GP about Tracy Miles and APOS therapy.
Okay.
Also in our Zoom studio, we have the lovely Rima Patel. And she is the APOS therapy provider clinical lead. Bit of a posh title, I thought.
Yeah.
She's been a physio for over 14 years, and she's worked in various physiotherapy industries treating patients. And then 7 years ago, she joined APOS Therapy, and she's helping improving the quality of life of patients who suffer from long-term knee, hip, and back pain.
Mm.
Lord knows, so many people get knee, hip.
I was just going to say that that's very true, isn't it? You know, so many of us suffer from those kind of pains. I mean, I'm knocking on in years now.
Are you?
I played football when I was younger, and of course, as I've got older, all those injuries that I used to kind of run off in those days still come back to haunt me when I get up in the mornings and stuff like that. And I think so many of us suffer from those kind of problems, and it's been exacerbated by the fact that we're all working from home now. And I would say probably 99% of us working from home have got completely the wrong furniture, completely the wrong kind of setup in terms of ergonomics and how we use our computers and stuff. And we're probably exacerbating our back and hip and knee problems quite a lot.
Exactly. I've seen you on the football pitch, Paul Andrews. You're rather good. In fact, I was
40 years ago.
I remember, if you remember at that launch in Faversham that I was doing for Hilda Marie, the chef, I had to drag you off the football pitch. Scored about 8 goals.
I know, but it took me a year to recover from that.
Yeah, you did limp off.
Yeah.
Going back to Rima, so she has now got involved in the physiotherapy training, working closely with clinics such as Tracy Miles in Canterbury area, and she's helping to streamline the APOS therapy patient and physio experience.
Right.
And she's passionate, of course, about APOS therapy, and she's been raising the awareness and connecting the dots for patients and healthcare professionals. You can find Tracy, just so the listener can tell. I'm going to read out her phone number if you want to get your pen out from behind your ear. Her website is tracymilesphysio.com, and then Rima, you can find her on APOS therapy, that's APOS for sugar, therapy.co.uk, and there is a phone number for Tracy's clinic, which is 01 304 813 408.
Just to let you know, we've put those details on the radio website, and they'll stay on the radio website forever. So if you didn't write them down, just go to the website, bizradio.co.uk. They're currently on the homepage.
As usual, very diligent of you. And you'll also see them on our Twitter. Please follow us and tweet your questions to @VanillaWeb, @BusinessBunker, @JulesSirkin. And you'll see on our feed, we've got APOS Therapy and Tracy Miles Physio on there. So any questions you've got about this, please tweet us. So I'm going to talk to just ask a few questions, actually, because I'm interested to know a bit more. I go in as a patient, but, you know, I don't actually ask lots too many questions. I try not to be a burden.
she's spent so much time talking, she doesn't have time to ask questions.
I know, too much time looking at the toilets, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, Tracy's well known for her hanging baskets.
Really?
But that's another story. So Reema Patel, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you a really simple, basic question. How does APOS therapy work? And do I say APOS or APOS? I never know.
I guess it depends on the person. I say APOS. Some people say APOS. Doesn't matter. It's like potato, potato.
How does it work?
How does it work? Very good question, and probably the most important one, really, Jules. Basically, it's a clinically proven, evidence-based, non-invasive medicine solution for knee, hip, and back pain. So it's a clinically proven, evidence-based, non-invasive and medicine-free solution for knee, hip and low back pain. What it is, it's a biomechanical foot-worn device. So the aim of it really is to try to reduce people's pain, be it knee, hip or back, work on their symptoms, because often, as Paul, you were saying, that a lot of these symptoms have been created over a period of time. So not normally we wake up with pain and then it's excruciating. So the aim of the APOS therapy device is to reduce that pain and offset that pain in a very kind of controlled environment. We place some kind of rounded pods at the bottom of the shoe, and that's individualized, and the personalized program is provided to each patient, as you mentioned earlier, that which was what Tracy's doing for you. And it's worn for about an hour a day. And the beauty of it is that it's worn in a patient's daily environment. So whether they're doing, you know, kind of chopping some vegetables or sitting watching a program, it's the little bits that they do in and around their home, like a pair of slippers, that actually gets them moving and gets those muscles working more like scaffolding around a knee, supporting where we need to. And that's why a physiotherapist is the one that provides that treatment, because we have the know-how.
Reema, I know that Tracy was telling me when she was explaining in the very beginning that, you know, I'm only wearing them now for an hour. In fact, I wear them a bit more now because I love them and it really helps. But does the body sort of keeps a memory of how you're walking with this new gait?
Absolutely. So that is the actual beauty of the way the APOS therapy works. So not only does the patient feel less pain whilst wearing the boots, because we're offloading certain painful areas, yet it actually trains the person to actually have less pain when they're not wearing boots. And we call that carryover, like you would with, you know,
Paul Andrews has got a question. Paul.
Reema, I just wanted to ask you, a couple of years ago, I suddenly developed plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis?
I think he's trying to get a free consultation here. Reema, be careful.
Lucky for you, Paul, they are free. The initial consultation's for free, so we'll see you at Tracy Miles.
I just wondered if this kind of therapy helps with that condition as well, because when I had it, thankfully it's gone away again. It came on with no warning. I had it for nearly 2 years and then it disappeared. But when I had it, it was excruciatingly painful and very difficult to walk. And I looked at lots of different things, you know, like shoe inserts and stuff like that, and none of them really did it. And when I was investigating, lots of people were looking for things to do this. And I just wondered if the therapy and the systems that you have would help in that particular case, or whether it's not the right thing.
And I'll intervene there as a witness, because I've worked with Paul for 100 years and I've seen you walk very badly. And without being rude, Tracy will know, and Reema, he leans forward. And I've sometimes thought, you know, core muscle and stuff. And I have seen you walk badly.
All right, that's because it hurt.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Hobble.
And that's one
level.
So to answer your question, Paul, absolutely. So the way the system works is, again, it's the same way that we would try to offload pain in the knee, hip or back. Obviously, biomechanics start at the feet. So say, for instance, you're rolled in and, you know, what we call pronated and you're flat-footed, that can in itself over time create other conditions such as plantar fasciitis. And all that is inflammation of tendons. So if we can actually support, if patients have tried physiotherapy and it's still recurring, I would definitely suggest an Apple's therapy visit, because it works in the same way by offloading painful areas, supporting others. Yeah. And Tracy and team can actually start to work and tailor the program depending on what the patient requires.
Cool. Okay, thanks.
So following on from that, I'm going to ask Tracy Miles, who's just near Canterbury in the hamlet of Ash. Who would you say, Tracy, would benefit from Apple? So we've already said about my knee, but who are you seeing?
Apple's is really good for anybody with sort of persistent pain. So really the ideal patients are the ones that have tried physio, say like Paul did for his foot and nothing really worked, or somebody for their back pain and none of those normal treatments are helping them. So it's a very good way of capturing those, if you like, failed patients. It's ideal for hip and knee and back pains. It's where it really is significantly proven to help. We know that it does help definitely with foot pain as well. I've anecdotally got a patient who's got a terrible neck, and her neck surgeon sent her to me because he was hoping that the shoes might help her with her
posture
neck condition. And yes, her pain is much less. So we know that the studies is all done on knees, hips, ankles and backs, but it travels up the body. So the other thing I like about it gives patients the power to move, and that's really important. As they are more comfortable in their shoes, they become stronger. It's non-invasive, which both you, Jules, did say, and Rima. So it's brilliant. There's no cutting. There's no damage done to anybody. This is a perfect way to get better. And again, as you said in your intro, it's really good for patients who need surgery but perhaps don't want it, and that could be those heart and lung patients. But sometimes it's the surgeons will send them to us because the patients are too young and they don't want that person to have that knee replacement because they're only 42, or we've even got youngsters. We should see more youngsters. This is where I feel Apple should be seated, with those young footballers who hurt their knees, those young tennis players who hurt their backs. You know, Apple's, it would have been wonderful if we could have got hold of our tennis player. Help me out, Murray.
Yeah, Andy Murray. Yeah, he's been in real pain, hasn't he?
He's now had a hip replacement.
Very young. How old must he be? Paul wants to.
No, he's 30, honestly. 40.
Yeah, because you are a top tennis player, Paul, so come in there. Oh,
yeah, of course I am. No, I just, it was interesting what Tracy was saying, and I just wanted to kind of reinforce some of that. Unless you're a Premier League footballer, the rest of us, because we're in our 20s or whatever, when we're playing football and you hurt your knees and your ankle, you have a few pints of beer and forget about it. What happens, though, and as you get into your 30s and 40s, that pain doesn't go away anymore. And it comes back. And one of the problems is, and this is what I liked that Tracy was saying, is young people shouldn't ignore that. Just because they can, you know, get away from it for a little while, they shouldn't ignore that, because that's going to come back and bite them. So many people that I played sport with now suffer incredibly for the injuries that they did when they were in their 20s and ignored. And if, as young people, they had got those sorted at source, they wouldn't be in the state they're in now.
Tracy, Rima, what would you
say? Just to add to that, yes, thank you. Just to add to that, Paul, on that note, and in my experience with Apple's therapy, the younger population that do well with Apple's therapy are generally may have something that either is underlying, like hypermobility. I certainly find that for me, it's been amazing.
Have you got hypermobility?
Give me a little bit more control. I'm borderline. There's a Beighton score, which basically helps to rate, or it's a criteria that's set. And I don't necessarily tick all the boxes, but in certain areas, yes, I do. And I feel that it's given me far more feedback when I wear my Apple's therapy boots. because of the things that we can do, like adding weight to the boots, providing a bit more stimulation and feedback. And on the other side of that, there are people that have come to us that don't necessarily have awful symptoms, but they know that because of, you know, genes and because it's hereditary, they see their parents riddled with osteoarthritis, for instance, or they've had patella problems, front of the knee pain, and they don't want that. So more difficult in terms of seeing where they would be over treatment, because we can't do it before and after, yet they don't want to be in pain like their parent, for instance. So it is something that we would like to see more of in terms of the younger population.
Young people. Mm. And I have to point out, Paul, that Rima is a Bollywood dancer, am I right?
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. I am.
Yeah, she's a professional. She's, you know, going to have her own studio. So we need videos of that. Fairly soon.
Absolutely.
The trouble with that, Rima, is it brings back memories that I wish I didn't have. A really good mate of mine organised the Diwali celebration in Canterbury.
Right.
Yeah, and
lovely.
He invited me to go and do a talk at the start of the celebration. Mm-hmm. And on the day, I was really ill. I mean, really ill, sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, okay. And I rang, Jules, it was Babu Babra.
Yeah, I knew it was him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Great food.
I rang him and I said, Paul, look, I'm really sorry, mate, I'm feeling really ill. And he said, look, just come and say, everybody's waiting to see you, just come and say hi. So, okay. So I turned up and I said hello. And I said, I've really got to go home because I'm going to throw up any minute.
Oh.
He said, and we'll just stick around until...
until you've thrown up.
Until the dancers have finished, yeah. And then 20 minutes later, he's gone, will you just do a Baccara dance, please? So he got me Baccara dancing, and I was so ill. It was unbelievable. So anybody ever mentions anything like that, I get flashbacks. Sorry about that. It's not your
fault. I have to say to the listener that don't know Baba Brabra, he's an amazing chef, Asian, beautiful Indian food. And he's been on the show a lot. And there's many pictures I have in my archives of Paul and I scoffing his delicious food that he's brought into the studio.
Oh, well, I'll have to come and check him out.
Well, you must.
Next time and come and visit you, Tracy.
But going back to Apple's therapy and knees, having had...
I want to stick with the dancing.
Yeah, well, that's another show, Paul.
We can have a Zoom later.
Yeah, okay. We can. Going back, having had a half knee surgery, I have to say, I don't want to put anybody off who's going to have it. Mm. I mean, my knee was painful and it was locking at night, which is why I decided to have it. And it was painful. But it is quite a barbaric operation. I have to say, I'm tough. You know, I've had lots of injuries and I'm tough. I've had a cesarean that went wrong and, you know, I've got a high pain threshold. But that recovery time is really, really tough. And Tracy saw me all the way through that. And I had lots of physio and stuff. But if you can avoid having that operation, please do. And please talk to Tracy and Rima about it. So Rima, what's the evidence that you have? Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Oh, yes. What a great question. So over the, 15 years or so that we've been around, we've been collating evidence from UK, Israel, US, and obviously Singapore, where Apple's therapy is provided. And in that,
tell me the countries again, because you're based, didn't you start in Israel?
We started in Israel, yes, and since then it then moved to the UK. So we launched in the UK, then Singapore, and then last the US.
Okay.
And that's where we're at the moment.
Okay.
We've got over 50 peer-reviewed studies, and the most exciting one is a level one randomized control trial, which has just been published in the JAMA Journal, which is a prestigious journal of American Medical Association.
Can you spell JAMA for us? Sorry.
JAMA.
Okay.
Journal of American Medical Association. And that's really exciting news for us because that's a completely external study, and it's provided over 24 weeks. It shows amazing results in terms of patients over 24 weeks and how they've improved in pain, function, and their gait over that time.
Let's just bring Tracy in on that. Tracy?
I just wanted to say that the JAMA work has been fantastic for Appos, because this is proof for medics, for the doctors, for your GPs, your consultants, to see that this has been, this product's been around for 15 years. They're taking it very seriously. They have spent a lot of money doing research on it, and for it to be published in an American Journal of Medicine, that's the equivalent of the BMJ, the British Medical Journal. This is a big proof that this product is therapeutic. It is what it says. So it's a really nice pat on the back, and well done to Appos Therapy.
Tracy, staying with you for a minute, you've invested, I know your clinic, and I know how much you've invested in this equipment, which is really, Paul, you've got to come and meet me there. We can socially isolate. It's a huge studio. But Tracy, you've invested in this. So why do you believe so much in Appos Therapy?
It is a tough question, but one of the reasons I invested in it was I had a chap who's a gas board engineer, and he had one child going to university, one at home, and he couldn't, because of his knee pain, go up and down the ladders. And he said, Tracy, if you don't help me, I'm going to lose my job and I'm not going to keep my kid at uni. So I did my best physio on him, and he didn't get better. And then I said to him, why don't you go to London and try this Appos Therapy? Because at that point I hadn't started to offer it, but I was looking at it. And I followed him up about 6 months later on a telephone consult, and the guy was going up and down ladders. He's back to full-time work. He's doing perfectly, taking the pressure off himself and his family. And it was that really made me look at it and see whether this is, it is a cost for us as therapists. And, but I wanted, everything we do in our clinic here at Tracy Miles Charter Physio is about the patient first. It really is. And I wanted to make sure, if we were going to offer a treatment, that it was going to work. And one of the things I like about Appos Therapy is that the patient comes along for a free consult. So they turn up, they are with us an hour and a half. It's very thorough. And if at the end of that consult, we as therapists don't think these shoes are going to work, we decline them. And I've even had GPs in clinics saying, Tracy, I've got patients who are doing well. And I go, your knee's not going to work with this. So you turn people away. What we want is this for the right patient at the right calibration in their shoe, and it works really well. How to offer it?
So Tracy, going on from there, when you have a patient and you know it's not going to work, what kind of situations would that be?
It's fairly simple. We check the joint while they're in clinic and see whether there's enough, what's going on there. And then your whole time you're trying to think how you modify this shoe to make it fit the problem that they have.
And boy, do you modify. You're amazing. Yeah. I mean, I just say to the listener that I go up and down the catwalk and she measures me on this state-of-the-art little computer that she's got each time I go. And now I'm not going as often because Tracy's getting to know what's working, but she will actually adjust, don't you? You'll watch me walk and I go, you go, any pain? And I go, and I always feel a bit embarrassed, you know, and I go, well, there's a little twinge there. And you go, yep, no problem. And knee goes up and you adjust it, the little foot, don't you?
And that's what we're looking for on that free consult. If we can get that patient's pain down, and sometimes patients will say their pain, we get them to calibrate it on a scale of 0 to 10. But if their pain's something like 8 or 7 or 9, and we walk them up and down, we keep playing with those shoes till we can get that pain score down. And if you can't get the pain score down, it's not going to work for that patient. But if you can, you know that this is a very valued, beautiful, non-invasive way of helping them.
It must be very rewarding for you both to work with something that can stop patients hopefully having these quite tough operations. I mean, I use the word barbaric. I've just seen a friend, a neighbour really, who's just had a knee op during lockdown. So it must be very difficult with the physio post. And she said to me, oh, Jules, it's awful, you know, and she's hobbling up the road. So of course I told her collagen, which has really helped me. Collagen tablets for some patients may help. They've really helped me with mobility. But I told her all about Appos Therapy, and I said, you must go and see Tracy, because, you know, she doesn't want her other knee done. And she was really miserable post-op.
Rima, you want to come in?
Yeah.
I just want to add, I think that the most important part of this is the patient experience. So patient user, however we want to put it. And the one thing that I have noticed throughout my career in Apples, and one of the reasons why I'm still around with Apples Therapy, is the fact that when patients put these Apples devices on, when they have been calibrated, they sometimes have this eureka instant moment of reduction of pain. And that is absolutely huge. So if somebody has been hobbling in, say Paul with his antalgic or his limping gait, put these Apples boots on whilst after Tracy had calibrated him, and then didn't have that pain. So from a 7 out of 10 may have gone down to a 3 or a 4 out of 10. Nothing else has helped. And now the Apples Therapy device has been that one thing that has reduced pain almost immediately in that hour of treatment or assessment. This is something that helps patients and also Tracy and team to see how it can help that person over the period of time. And that is what we then expect to then carry into when they're not wearing the boots, which is the best thing. And on that note, patients have a 98% satisfaction rate. So a friends and family test that we use often is a way to really check an evidence that patients are happy to use this and would refer it to a friend or family. So again, it's something that we really do within the NHS and privately. We do push forward in terms of encourage patients to be as honest as possible and give us feedback. And you'll see it on testimonials and Google reviews as well. So I'm very excited about Apples Therapy.
And anyone that's had knee, hip and back pain will know it's debilitating. It's constant. Yeah. Paul?
Yeah, funny enough, it's one of the things I wanted to kind of focus on for the last few minutes of this interview. It seems to me that there's a huge amount of back, knee, leg, hip pain amongst, certainly in this country and probably in other Western countries. I don't know what it's like in the rest of the world, but I wonder if you've got any thoughts or feelings on why we suffer so badly with these kind of things. You know, is it our lifestyle? Is it how we organize? Have you any thoughts on why it's so prevalent?
Let's go with Tracy.
Yeah.
There was some research a while back, and I'm thinking about 15, maybe even 20 years ago, which was looking at the Maasai Mara in Kenya, yeah. who are a tribe who never sit. They squat. They right. squat to eat. They squat and they lie down flat. They do not sit in their culture, and they do not have low back pain. So they were looked at as a sort of example of sitting is bad for us. We do know from special tests when you sit, the pressure goes through your spine, and the disc has to take more strain than it does when you stand. So there is definitely something about Western world where we sit longer, we see more incidents of it. But where's really interesting is there are some people who've never had back pain in their whole life and still sit, and you think, so we don't know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess there can be a number of causes, and you could kind of lump them all together, because quite a lot of us, not me obviously, but quite a lot of us are overweight. I mean, I'm wasting away here. I'm down to an absolutely pathetic 22 stone. we carry too much weight. Our posture's not good, and things like that. And I don't think any of that will help, obviously. And then, of course, but it's also impacted by
stretching now.
Yeah, but it's also impacted by the fact that once you're in pain, yeah, even if it's only minor pain, you tend to adjust how you walk.
Yeah.
Or sit because you're in pain. You know, I'm terrible. If last night my back was really hurting. So what you should do, I guess, is go and stretch and walk about. What did I do? I laid on the sofa. Yeah. Which wasn't going to help at all.
I can see Rima's going mad at that.
Yeah, yeah. Rima. She's gonna tell me right off.
Fancy get you doing Bollywood exercises. I was just going to add to that, Paul. I think you're absolutely right in terms of when, which is why we focus on gait so much and gait analysis in terms of a patient's walking, because naturally, if we're in pain, the body starts to try and find different ways of compensating.
Yeah.
And most people think, oh, it's a bit embarrassing. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to try and avoid that limp. And actually, that's the body saying, actually, I need to protect. So the muscles then start tightening, and then actually it creates that slightly vicious cycle. Alongside that, I think it's also an emotional thing and a mental thing. Obviously, pain is something that affects us in all avenues of life, and it doesn't necessarily need to be just a physical thing. So maybe it's down to the fact that in the Western world we probably have more stress.
Yeah, I don't know.
Posturally, you know, it's a bit of a funny environment, and hopefully something that we may have learnt during this time of lockdown or rest, be it, is to not work so hard. I don't know. Take life a bit lighter. Maybe it'll give us a little bit more food for thought going forwards.
I was also thinking, Tracy and Rima, about people, you know, sitting on the floor more, sitting cross-legged more, you know, thinking about yoga and stretching. You know, we do in the Western world tend to sit in chairs and sofas, like Paul lounging on the sofa, eating crisps and pickled onions and things, especially in lockdown. I will say in lockdown where I live, I've never seen so many people jogging, you know, doing their daily exercise and on their bikes. And I worry about this. I don't know what you ladies think about the sudden jogging that people are doing. You know, they're going mad. What would you think, Rima?
I agree. I think it's been, in a way, we don't want everyone to jump into doing activity because, again, they need to gradually build up to something, like in any exercise. But having said that, it is something that would be nice for each of us to try and do that little bit more. Give yourself a bit of time in the morning. Meditate. Why not? Do a bit of stretches, and also get in touch with people. I think it's a social time as much as it isn't. And we just need to look after ourselves in every single way.
Tracy, what do you think about the sudden jogging syndrome?
I don't know. I think lockdown will provide us with two people. There's going to be those that come out of it fatter, and there's going to be those that come out of it fitter. And that will come with its own scenarios. One thing I just want to quote is, if you go way back to the Greeks, Hippocrates or somebody quoted, if you have low mood, go for a walk. If you still have low mood, go for another walk. But if you've got knee or hip pain, you can't. So get some Aquos boots and then you can.
Hey!
I love that. And I would say sunlight and getting out, you know. And I'm at my desk now and I've got my SAD light, my natural light on, because I'm up in a cavern loft. But Tracy knows I've used that for quite a while. Paul?
We've got in the last minute or so of this, I just wanted to raise another thing that I want your view on this. I own a thing in Canterbury called Fruitworks, and Fruitworks is a hot desking community workspace. And obviously, you know, people working at desks. One of the things that we've been providing, and I know Jules's new husband is a fan of this, is we have some standing desks. And there's quite a few people that actually...
Mine's in the background, actually. I don't know if you can see it.
There's quite a few people now that prefer to work at a standing desk, and I wonder what your thoughts on standing desks were.
Well, I know Tracy... I told Tracy about the back pain company that supplied our standing desk for the new husband. And since then, Tracy, I'll send you another picture. I've had one commissioned by a local... joiner, a furniture designer. I told him exactly what I wanted because Gavin was working in the front room in our only living room, open plan, because of the view. So I've got one now that's at his perfect height, but it folds down in the evening when he stops working to a coffee table. So it's great.
It's a drinks cabinet.
Yeah, drinks cabinet. Tracy, what would you say about standing desks?
I think standing desks are a really good idea. I do think there's going to be issues with prolonged standing. Ladies are going to get vein trouble and stuff. And a bit like the guards outside Buckingham Palace, they have to keep moving their legs, otherwise they'd pass out. So I do think the ideal, and a lot of the Dover District Council places now are standardising these, are having them as options for staff, is to stand a bit, sit a bit, stand a bit. And that might be you stand in the morning and sit in the afternoon, or it might be that you just... every hour you just intermake between the two. I think it is important to sit, but we sit too long, and standing still for too long won't be brilliant either, but intermingling the both will be perfect.
And a little stretch in between every now and then, some shoulder rolls, would you agree?
Absolutely. Any stretch. I mean, in my world, I'd love people to just stretch their neck or their back as they wait for their computers to start up in the morning and do some spinal movement or something as you just wait to finish the day. But if you can't manage any of that, just have a walk. A 20-minute walk is so good for us.
Rima wants the last word before we come to the end of this interview.
I would just add, I completely agree with Tracy, and I think the best thing to do for anyone that is thinking about doing any of those things is to do what works for you. So it may be, you know, a postural thing. Some people might prefer a standing desk or sitting desk with a big physio ball underneath them. So again, it just allows a little bit more of a better kind of back posture. If we can control what the back's doing, most everything else kind of almost falls into place. So that's my lasting word.
I've got a big physio ball, one of those big blue things.
Yeah.
So are you suggesting that I bring it up to my office and roll about on it as I'm working, which would use my core muscles, yeah?
Absolutely. Get those pelvic floors going.
Preferably with a daiquiri.
Oh, yes.
And we've got to zoom that, haven't we?
I'd like to... Go on, Paul.
I was going to say we need to bring this to an end.
Yeah, well, I was about to say that to any listeners that want to go and see Tracy Miles at her physio clinic in just outside Canterbury, she is at tracymilesphysio.com. You can call her on 01-304-813-408. To find out more about APOS therapy, you can go to the three W's, APOS for sugar, therapy.co.uk. Contact Rima Patel, also she'll be there, and or come via us, that's absolutely fine. But they're in London, they're based in London. And Paul, no doubt, is going to go and get calibrated with Tracy.
I'm going to get what?
Calibrated, apparently.
Well, I can't get inebriated. I don't drink, so I'll get calibrated.
Yeah, calibration. That's what you need.
Yeah, so, I need a good calibrating. I do.
Yeah, go and get your plantar fasciolaris. What was it? Plantar.
Plantar fasciolaris.
Something Latin. Yeah, go and get your plantar fasciolaris.
I only developed that so that I could compete with you.
No, you're never going to be up to my standard of breaking two legs and a foot and having a metal knee and a...
No, I know.
And falling under a Christmas tree, you know. But from the lovely Paul Andrews and myself, and it's been really amazing to talk to Rima Patel of APOS Therapy and the lovely Tracy Miles, who I adore and love, who's based just outside Canterbury. Go and see them. Get some expert help. Don't sit there with back pain. But from me and the lovely Paul Andrews, goodbye, and we'll speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye for now.
There, fantastic interview there with Rima Patel of APOS Therapy and Tracy Miles of Tracy Miles Physio. And we also got the very verbose Jill Serkin reading her entire medical files to us, as usual. But what fantastic interview that was. And I've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson who says, great conversation about APOS Therapy. I have scoliosis, which has only just been diagnosed, had 3 knee ops and chronic back pain for years. Pilates at home during lockdown has helped, and a chiropractic treatment. I do keep moving. How could this help someone with this affliction? I think I've pronounced that correctly. Scoliosis. Anyway, so maybe if someone from APOS Therapy or Tracy Miles would like to answer Tracy Ferguson, that would be great. As Jill says, you could hear the passion from Tracy and Rima talking about what they do and how what they do helps people. So fantastic stuff. Thank you very much for that. We're almost at the end of the show. I've got a few more things to talk about.
Channel Radio. It's your 24-hour station.
Flexible training solutions for the glass, glazing and wider construction industries. fitfortrade.co.uk for occupational compliance and peace of mind.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Okay, we've compiled some links for all the Kent and Medway coronavirus help and information in your area by borough, plus links to Kent County Council advice lines, produced in Kent, Age UK, Domestic Abuse, Samaritans, Kent and Medway Growth Hub, and many other emergency phone numbers, emergency websites to find out all the data that you need. So if you need anything, and it is updated, go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/coronavirus. That's where you'll find it. Do look out for that. I do understand that there are some new announcements coming in the first week of July about various claims and things like that that can be made, but some of the criteria is being changed. So until we know exactly what it is, I can't really tell you very more, but do look out for that. Coming in the first week of July are some new measures that the government will be introducing. I understand while we've been on air, the government have changed their minds under pressure from footballer Marcus Rashford to provide school meal vouchers during the summer holidays. HMRC are providing free webinars to give information on support for businesses affected by COVID-19. You can register to be part of live webinars, watch previously recorded webinars and ask questions in the on-screen box. If you go to www.gov.uk/guidance/help and support, so that's gov.uk/guidance/help and support, and then you can find all the webinars and all the information that you need, and that you can go along and rewatch. So you don't have to watch them live, you don't have to participate live, you can watch them at your leisure, but you can also ask questions through the on-screen chat box. So do check that out. I've got loads of stuff here, and I'm trying to, in the last few minutes, pick out the stuff that I need to tell you about urgently, because it's date-related. Just to let you know that the Kenwood Trust is still open. COVID-19 has proven to be an incredibly challenging time for the addiction and rehabilitation sector, with community services having to limit face-to-face meetings where possible and lockdown forcing residential units to rethink their admissions process or even to close altogether. However, Kenwood Trust, a residential alcohol and drug rehabilitation centre based in Yalding, just outside Maidstone, are proud to say that we're still open and taking admissions. The Trust, situated in 15 acres of stunning Kent countryside, has a variety of services to provide support to those affected by addiction, homelessness and crime. The core service of Kenwood Trust is their residential rehabilitation program, which provides support to those affected by alcohol and drug addiction from 4 to 24 weeks. They also have Kenwood Lodge, based on their site in Yalding, which provides supported accommodation to those who are struggling to access drug and alcohol treatment due to not having accommodation, whether this be because they are street homeless or are living in unsuitable housing. So do support Kenwood Trust. It's a lovely place. It's a lovely place to visit when you can. They have all kinds of things there. Woodland walks, loads of grounds to walk in, alpacas, archery for the kids, and all kinds of stuff. So do check it out when you can. The government have issued guidance to help employers, employees and the self-employed understand how to work safely now that we're starting to unlock. The government, in consultation with industry, has produced guidance to help ensure workplaces are as safe as possible. These 8 guides cover a range of different types of work. So there's a series of guides for each sector. You might work in a sector that needs to read one or two of the guides in conjunction because of the type of things you do. So all 8 guides are available here. They cover a range of different types of work. Many businesses operate more than one type, as I just said, such as an office, factory or fleet of vehicles. So you may need to use more than one guide. But all the guides can be found at www.gov.uk/guidance/working safely during coronavirus. That's gov.uk/guidance/working safely during coronavirus. So do check that out before you open up, before you let your staff back in. Check. You will need to have done a risk assessment anyway, but you can check against all these guides to make sure that you're doing the right thing to keep your working environment safe for both your employees and the public. We're almost at the end of the show. It's been a packed show again with some fantastic guests, loads of things happening. We're starting to gradually unlock. People are starting to make their way back to work in one way or another. Do support your local business. Please, please support your local businesses. And that's not just retail shops, services and all kinds of businesses. There are local services in almost everything you do. So do please check them out first and give them the opportunity to do something for you. Because if we all support each other, we will recover from this far quicker than we would otherwise. It's been a pleasure to spend a couple of hours with you again. I want to say a massive thank you to our three guests today. Richard Dillon of Results in Wellness, Rima Patel of Apos Therapy, Tracy Miles of Tracy Miles Physiotherapy, my stalwart co-host, the lovely Jules Serkin. It'll be nice to have Jules back in the studio sometime soon. We hope we can do that soon. But in the meantime, have a fantastic week, everybody. Do stay safe. Do enjoy checking up on some of the information we've given you today on some of those webinars. Do come back to us next week for another Business Bunker show. In the meantime, see you all soon. Stay safe. Take care. Bye for now.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.